Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center. We slide open our giant doors so you can come on in and be a part of this experience for the next 30 minutes. And today we're going to put the searchlight from our Intentional Living Center on couples, and in particular, couples who are not on the same page when it comes to parenting, marriage, finance, any number of areas, and the impact that has and the help and hope to get you on the same page. So you ready to go? Let's begin.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, my friend. You know, the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Amos 3:3. Now, that's a word picture for marriage, isn't it? How in the world can two people who live together and have kids together and pay bills together and all of the things that God intends for us to have, intimacy and sharing, and then have some elephants in the room that we don't agree on, and not be on the same page about things that really, really, truly matter? I'm talking about beyond the color of the carpet. Okay, I'm talking about the things like money, sex, faith, kids, parenting. It's a disaster. It's a formula for a disaster. It really is. And today, if you have one thing you're not on the same page about, what is it? And I want to help you think intentionally today and take some steps and give you some one things that you can do. We're going to talk about there are things you can do. I'm going to take you through some of them today here at the Intentional Living Center.
I've been married 30 years. My best advice would probably be, I remember a scripture when I was in a Bible study that said, always build up your husband at the gates of the city, which basically translated to never speak badly of each other in public. So, and that can be a very easy thing to fall into, even to your best friends. So always build them up, because that's going to also affirm it in your own mind.
My husband and I have been happily married for 31 years. So Christian marriage, and most important thing, of course, is prayer, praying together, spending time together, whether it's going for a walk or having a cup of coffee out somewhere, and always being open to talking, to communicating, to listening, to really caring for each other.
You hear it said all the time that relationships are two-way streets. Well, once you become married, you need to get off the two-way streets and find as many one-way streets as you can, because in a marriage, you both need to work in such a way that you're going in the same direction. It makes things a whole lot easier in the long run. I've been married over 21 years now, and I've found that works a lot better.
Yeah, that's how you'll make it to 22 and beyond, right? Okay, let's go to calls. Ron has a question in Kansas today. Hey, Ron, welcome to the program.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Good. What's your question?
Well, how do you, I'm just recently been married for less than a year.
Uh-huh.
And the bumps that I'm running into is trying to convey a set agenda, a set plan. But the shortcoming is because I can't be home to do both. My wife believes that I'm shortchanging her for the goals I'm trying to set up for long term, but also want to be intentional how I do it with God's plan.
All right. Well, did you talk about these things before you got married?
Oh, yeah, we did. And I think I more or less had come to conclusion. I came to some concessions trying to meet these goals. And
you're not happy about that?
I'm
honestly,
I'm happy, very happy, married. It just those plans are now I have to reconfigure them.
All right, what's the number one plan? What's the number one plan on your list?
Number one, get off the road. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
I was thinking about doing it for 5 years, and and then just. And be able to build up the savings, get everything all financially worked out.
Yeah.
And be able to buy the house and the land, so eventually I could be I could be home with her more often.
No, she agrees with this, I would assume.
Well, in some ways she does, but in other ways she doesn't, because I'm not home.
All right, so it's not so much the goal that you don't agree on, it's the process.
Yeah, it's the process of how I get there.
All right, well, and that's, so. That's a big difference, because processes can be fixed. Goals are more difficult. If you got a wife who's on a, like you say, like that spot we heard a moment ago, on a different street, going a different direction. But if you're all on the same street and she's on a different speed than you are, that's a different thing. Ron, listen, you guys are newlyweds. The first couple of years can be tough. Most marriages that fail in the first 7 years, often because they just don't get on the same page, and things build up and get shoved under the rug and ignored, and one thing leads to another, and then things blow up. My encouragement to you, man, listen, you want to have a 21-year marriage like you just heard, or a 50-year marriage. This is a time for you and your spouse, you and your new wife, to sit down, have some time together, be realistic, maybe get a counselor or some advisor, someone you trust, to sit down with you, pray about it, come to a realistic strategy, a realistic plan, give it to the Lord in prayer. Knowing that life is a process, it's not just a day, it's not just a year, it's a process, and it's a commitment, and it's a daily decision, and it's toughness, and it's firmness, and it's sticking to it, it's perseverance. And I would encourage you and your wife to do exactly that, and say, what is the one thing that's most important? Make sure that you really agree what that is. Make sure that what you think she is thinking is actually what she's thinking. And she should do the same for you, see? And then the two of you sit down and really structure it, lay it out, put it in print, if that's helpful. But to get on the same page, when you do that, my friend, that's going to make a big difference, but you got to spend some time to get that done. So I encourage you to do that.
Well, we're intentionally trying to find ways to do that. I recently picked up some other communication books that are aligned with Christian attitudes, and how we do that. It just, we both communicated what our goals were, and unfortunately, one of the things that as human beings, we have to overcome our stubbornness.
Amen and, to that. Amen. Hang on. Ron, I want to send you something, a little belated wedding gift. It's a book called Starved for Affection. Not that you guys are starved for affection, but the book itself really focuses on how not to get to be starved for affection. It talks about having a shared vision. That's one of the chapters. I want to send it to you. Maybe you guys can read it together, talk about it, and get on the same page. So hang on. We're going to get your address and send that to you.
This is a second marriage for us, for both of us. And we talked about everything before we made this decision. I mean, we settled a lot of questions before they ever came up. You know, our family wasn't blended. It was more like scrambled. And, you know, who's going to discipline? Who's going to mind the checkbook? Who's going to decide what to do about what? Those kinds of things.
Christ is the center of our marriage. We both love and honor Christ. Our desire is to grow in our knowledge of Him. And as we grow in our knowledge of Him, we're able to love Him more. And it's through that love of Christ that we are empowered to love each other.
Well, our secret, I think, is our commitment to Christ and to each other. And we've weathered a lot of severe storms with that commitment.
Good for you. All right, time's passing. People have questions. Questions. Teresa, welcome to the Intentional Living Center.
Hello.
Hi.
Dr. Randy. Hi. Thank you for accepting my call, and thank you for your program. It's such an awesome ministry.
Well, thank you. We're glad to do it. I appreciate it. What's your question today?
And congratulations on your newborn.
Thank you. Oh, man, we're so excited. You know, we weren't up all night like they were, but I was kept waiting for the calls to come in and out, and got the word early in the morning that we got a new grandbaby, so we're excited about that.
That is so awesome.
Thank
what a
you.
Blessing.
Thank you.
Well, I have a question, Randy, Dr. Randy. Where do we begin when you're not on the same page for anything? But I feel like it's because we're not on the same page, or the same page walking with Christ, our spiritual walk.
Yeah. Well,
my husband says he's a believer, but there's no walk with the, there's nothing is a walk. No going to church, no acting, no, you know, and I don't know where to begin because I feel like I'm growing bitter.
Well, and you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you understand that. And this is a big deal, Teresa, and we have banners that we, when I speak, we put banners sometimes on the platform that lay out the five essential areas of life, our, you know, our work, our finances, our health, our family, and our faith. And we always put faith right in the middle because it is the anchor, it's the pivot point upon which all these other areas of our life really revolve, because our finances have to flow through our values and our worldview, as do parenting and so on and so on. I tell people, when you're married to a person and you're not on the same page spiritually, your job is to pray for them, not to be the Holy Spirit for them. And because if you allow the bitterness, and the scripture refers to it as a root, you know, like a weed that will grow in your life, I think you need to really pray that God will move in your husband's life, but turn that prayer back into yourself and saying, God, what am I learning through this? How can I be the woman that you want me to be through this process? And then behave, this is key, Teresa, then start behaving toward your husband the way that you want to become, even though you're not there today.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Until you make it.
Well, yeah, and I know not everybody agrees with that, and I'm not suggesting we fake it, but I am saying we behave in the way we want to become. I mean, if I want to become healthy, I got to behave in a way to become healthy, even though I'm not healthy today, let's say. And that's true financially, and true in marriage, and growing spiritually. But I would say this, if there's things in your marriage that you're not on the same page about, that you got to deal with, I'd get some of them out on the table, maybe the big one, if it's finance or whatever, and say, honey, you know, maybe we don't agree on this, but let's come to some agreement on how we're going to handle this. There's going to be compromise. There's going to be an opportunity to grow in the process, iron sharpening iron. There's going to be an opportunity for the whole process of submission in marriage, mutually submissive one to another. So I don't suggest as Christians we ignore problems in our marriage just because you're not on the same page with your spouse. But at the same time, you have to have realistic expectations, because the formula that we use, Teresa, around here is one of our anchor formulas for intentional living is this: expectations minus reality will equal disappointment and eventually bitterness. So you can't change reality. You have to adjust your expectations, but it takes those two pieces, expectations and reality. Working on those, I think, is how we can get through sometimes in difficult situations in our marriage when we're not on the same page. And what we do, we live in a culture today that is crazy about having identity around, listen, some of you right now, you're a mom. That's your identity. You're a mom. You know, someday you're always going to be a mom, but it's not going to be, the mom isn't going to be the main identity when you get to my stage. And now it might be grandparent, see? Some of you, your identity is being a dad or being a boss, or, you know, I write books, so I'm an author. Or some of you, your identity becomes wrapped up in being a cancer survivor, or been through rehab and you're a survivor in that process, and you're in recovery. And in our culture today, we have people whose identity is based around their sexual orientation, and everything becomes some sort of an identity that's out here, see? And we believe that the greatest thing that you can give to your kids is to help them see that their identity is in Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? You do that by making sure your identity is in Jesus Christ. Wow, you know, we're talking about today, same page in your marriage, and that whole thing in identity is such a powerful thing as you think about your parenting with your kids, to make sure that their identity really is firmly rooted in Jesus Christ. And that's why this whole month, as we've been emphasizing so much on parenting, that our Parents Night Out event that we took you to the front row with this month, we want to get into your hands, and Dawn is here to tell us how that can happen.
That's right. We have been just so blessed because so many have taken advantage of a great offer that we've got for you. Parents Night Out, a two-session DVD from Dr. Randy, really kind of puts you in the front row at that experience, and we want to get it into your hands. When you become a member of the Intentional Living Center today, someone who would give a monthly gift of $40 or any amount, really, as the Lord leads, but we want you to join with us and take your intentional life in Christ just a little bit deeper. We've also got a great movie from PureFlix called Old Fashioned. Mm-hmm. We'll send to you, and you can become a member right now when you go to our website at theintentionallife.com or give us a call, 888-888-1717, and press number 4.
Thank you, Dawn. And membership comes with privileges.
Yes.
As you mentioned, we'll be sending these to you to say thank you for your support and then ongoing teaching each and every month from me to you to thank you for your support. So I encourage you to join us today. Thank you for doing so.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your marriage. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
Kay's intentional one thing changed her marriage, and it was as simple as changing the way she listens to her husband.
When I would ask my husband a question, how do I do this or where is this? It seemed to me like he would raise his voice at me and his eyebrows would go up while he was talking. And I just felt like he was getting angry, but I didn't want to accuse him of getting angry because my blood pressure would boil. And I just couldn't wait to say something when he was finished about, I don't know why you treat me like a kid, blah, blah, blah. So I learned I don't pay attention to how he's saying it. I just pay attention to what he's saying.
One thing you can do to live intentionally in your marriage is to listen to what your spouse is trying to say instead of forcing them to say it in a way that pleases you. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to discover purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Go to theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
I think one of the most practical things I took away from last year's conference was a workshop that talked about how to motivate your team members, and each one is motivated differently.
If you dream of having your own family business or want to strengthen the family business you already have, here's an investment you can't afford to miss. The Thrive Conference for Families in Business, October 26th.
They want to perform. They're just motivated differently. So I was able to take those strategies and put them into place, and I feel like a better leader.
Thrive faculty includes business and relationship experts, names like Dr. Randy Carlson, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and Jerry Colangelo.
I met people who are in small companies like myself, and I met people who are in large companies, and the interaction and the exchange between them at the conference was amazing. I was able to learn what people had done to grow, and probably the best opportunity was that I got to start printing for people who I met at the conference.
Invest in your family's future. Experience the Thrive Conference live at Grand Canyon University Arena. For tickets, go to familybusinessconference.com.
All right. Hey, listen, those are real people who were with us in our recent Thrive Conference for Families and Business. You heard some of the lineup. Many others who are going to participate, and I can't believe it. It's here, just hours away. This is the last full week to get registered because the conference is next Wednesday, the 26th at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, live. You can join us or you can stream live anywhere on the planet and in your office or at your home and join us that way as well. And we're putting this conference on because we believe that your business matters, your family matters, your future matters. And I want to thank all of our participants, teachers, faculty who are, you know, participating to be a part of this day with us. And we want you to be a part of it. Don't miss out. I tell you, this is an investment you will never regret making for your business and for your family. And when you do, we're looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday. All right? So get registered. Go to familybusinessconference.com to register right now. That's familybusinessconference.com. And let's get a couple more questions here standing by. Ellen is in Michigan. Hi, Ellen.
Yeah. Hi.
Appreciate your call. How are you today?
Oh, okay.
Not too convincing.
Would be doing better if my financial situation was better.
What's your question?
Well, one place I know for sure me and my husband, Ron, aren't on the same page is when he gets money, it's like burns through his pocket. And then we're struggling right now because he's unemployed. He's going to school for 6 weeks of training. And his
for what?
Unemployment has run out.
So he's getting training for a new job, a new profession?
Right.
Okay.
Through Michigan Works paid for it, yes.
Uh-huh.
And he's supposed to be guaranteed a job in April when he gets done with the training.
Mm.
But
so
right now,
he's not working. Your substance is running out. Do you have emergency funds?
I'm on disability. I'm on Social Security disability, and that doesn't cover that. Puts a lot of pressure on me because he doesn't have any income coming in, and you know, all the bills are behind. Just got assistance for our gas, heating, and our cable was just shut off, you know, cable, internet, and other phone. So we're at a loss right now. He's feeling inadequate because he can't provide.
Sure. I can understand that.
But
you're not talking about it. But what I hear is you guys aren't talking about it.
Yeah, we are, but the only problem is he's hooked on, and I know I don't think it's very Christian, which he says he is. He thinks that praying is going to bring us a big windfall. He plays the lottery, and with like half his unemployment check, he would go to the casino and gamble, thinking he'd hit it big.
So is it a gambling problem?
That's part of it. He was addicted before to drugs and alcohol.
All right. So do you see?
All right.
Well, then you know we don't need to go a lot further. that's a way of throwing away money. But I'll tell you something. There is an addiction to gambling, and there's people who have a problem. I mean, drive by casinos now all over the country, and you see the parking lots are full. And many times it's older people. They got time on their hand. They have some money, and they go and they blow it, and it's wasted. I've never been a fan of gambling. I think it's destructive. I'm not a fan of things that take over our lives. And I think when we talk about as a Christian, God supplies our needs, but he doesn't supply our needs when we're stupid. Let's face it, we run obstacle to God. We sometimes put in roadblocks, so God is not permitted to bless us. He's not permitted to provide, or he is providing the needs, and then we do things that hurt. I'm sorry, Ellen. I would hope that you and your husband could just face the fact that if indeed it is a gambling issue, that's just money down a hole. And there's help available. You can contact people that can help. You know, there's places where there's counselors and there's support groups and so on. But I'll tell you something, when we pray and then we've got a problem that needs to be addressed, when we pray and we see something right in front of us that we need to take responsibility for, we need to step up and do that. I'm sorry. And I'll tell you what, we will pray for you. I'm going to ask Sally to add you guys to our list because we want the best for you. We want the best for your husband. My guess is the two of you want the best, ultimately. But when we allow ourselves to be taken over by the desires of our own heart, Scripture talks about how that kind of habit takes over our life and ultimately leads to destruction in our lives. We'll be praying you get on the same page. That's a tough one. Got to get to the root of that. All right, Amanda, welcome to the program today.
Hi, Randy.
Hi there. What's your question?
I just want to know what to do, I guess, mm-hmm. about the situation with me and my husband. He has been born again for 8 years, mm-hmm. and I received salvation 2 years ago. And every time we talk about our Lord and King, he tells me to be quiet. He's been doing this new agey thing where he's actually taking the credit for the things that I know that God is doing in our lives. And I don't know how to respond. And I'm a Christian through and through. It's what I do. It's who I am. That's how I live. And I get so excited about the new things that I'm learning, and I want to share them with him.
Yeah.
But, he doesn't want to talk about it with me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, Amanda. And, I think immediately of a passage, and there's a principle here, where it talks about when you live with a person and they're not a believer. Now, I don't know where your husband is spiritually, but the principle that they're won over by the quietness of your spirit. In your quietness, you grow spiritually. You let the love of Christ flow through you to him. And I advise all of us, men or women, husband and wife, we're not appointed to be the Holy Spirit. And while we hurt when we see our spouse not on the same page with us and us not with them, it's in that quietness that we grow. It's that quietness, that perseverance that we grow that becomes so powerful. Amanda, thank you for your call.
I'm going to be upstairs to a girl.
Is she a pretty girl?
So this theory of yours, I'm curious.
I don't believe that dating trains us to be good husbands and wives. Trains us to be skilled and superficial.
Who talks like that?
Why don't you just crawl back under that cute little antique shop and make up some more theories you never test out at the grown-up table anymore?
I came here ready to forgive you no matter what.
You make it sound so easy.
You make it sound impossible.
All I want is for you to tell me how I make you feel.
That's a clip from the movie Old Fashioned. It is a gift to you from Intentional Living and our friends at PureFlix who donated it to us. We want to get it into your hands just to say thanks for becoming a member today. You have an opportunity really to kind of go a little bit deeper with Intentional Living. Dr. Randy will come alongside you, of course, every month with his monthly coaching and teaching CDs. But just right now for today, we want to send you that old-fashioned DVD, a love story for mom and dad. We sort of call it Parents Night In, because we're also going to send you Parents Night Out. Mm. The DVD of Dr. Randy's conference, two sessions on DVD, also our gift to you when you become a member today. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com, where, by the way, you can also check out a trailer of the movie and a clip from Dr. Randy's conference and become a member right there as well. Or just give us a call if it's easier, 888-888-1717 and press number 4.
Absolutely, Dawn. Thank you for that reminder. Go to theintentionallife.com. Next time, starting next week, we're going to talk about what's behind misbehavior with your children. See you then.